USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Putin have agreed in principle to a summit to discuss the situation in Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron brokered the deal Sunday. The White House says only as long as Russia does not invade its neighbor will it consider the meeting. Arrangements for the meeting will be worked out on Thursday. On November 4, 2014, California voters passed Proposition 47, a liberal push law that changed certain low-level crimes from potential felonies to misdemeanors. In reality, crime has spiked in California and around the country with similar soft-on-crime enforcement. One California Republican is attempting to stifle crime by repealing Prop 47 in the Golden State. California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley on Fox News points out the obvious.
In fact, what happened was the most predictable thing in the world. We removed the consequence for stealing, and what do you know, it caused a lot more stealing.
USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Florida lawmakers are taking steps to stop President Biden from flying illegal immigrants into the Sunshine State under the cover of night. Republican John Snyder from the Florida House tells One America News they're going after the airline carriers.
This year I'm sponsoring House Bill 1355, Immigration Enforcement. And really what we're doing is three simple things. First, we're updating our sanctuary city policies here in the state. We are requiring every county detention facility, so our local jails, to participate in the 287G program. And most importantly, we're sending a clear message to common carriers that if they transport unauthorized aliens, they're no longer allowed to do business with the state of Florida or any other local government.
President Trump's new social media venture, Truth Social, launched Sunday night in Apple's App Store, potentially making Trump's return to social media after he was banned from several platforms last year, reminding some freedom of speech and traditional social media don't mix. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Republican Congressman Don Bacon from Nebraska was on Newsmax this weekend. He says all indications are that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine. And it's hard to understand the disconnect between the White House's warnings and Ukraine.
It's hard to understand the leader of Ukraine. Maybe he's just trying to instill more confidence in his citizens. But it looks to me, with all the intelligence that we have and the actions by Putin, it sure appears to me that President Putin has decided to invade. Why else would you put field hospitals on the border? Why would you be taking blood donations there for troops who get injured? All the preparations you would expect to see an invasion are being done. And what bothers me is our world is entering a new chapter when it comes to foreign affairs and national security. And it's a chapter that's more dangerous, more precarious, more ominous, a chapter where bullies and thugs are trying to dominate. It's not just Russia. China's watching this. Iran's watching it. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad. We're going down a bad path in our world right now. And but I think the intelligence is pretty clear that Russia's preparing to invade.
It should be noted two Ukrainian soldiers were killed and a handful of others wounded over the weekend when Russian-backed Ukrainian separatists in the eastern portion of the country fired mortars, again breaking ceasefire agreements. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.